بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مسجد دارو سلام تورنتو كندا Friday after Maghrib Salah 6th of September 2013 Every moment of our life is valuable. We do not care about Allah to make everyone happy. How a child wanted to be a companion of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The effect of reciting the Durood. The bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Lambat Shahib Damat Barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Wa akmala lana dinana wa tamma alayna ni'amahu wa radiya lana al-islam deena. Fala na'budu wa la nasta'inu illa iyya. أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين استغفر الله من قول بلا عمل لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
Respected elders and friends, honorable young fellow brothers, it is the practice of my very honorable, illustrious Ustad, my Shaykh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Barakatum, that before every talk, before every majlis, we should firstly discuss one of the sunnats of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is just not a formality, but this is a reality, that today we have forgotten the value of the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because we have forgotten the value of the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have forgotten our own value. And because we have forgotten our own value, we have forgotten the value of our life. So we are passing our life and we are not getting any benefit from our life. That is why our life has become so stressful. And the life has become so much full of depression. That today we hear youngsters saying that life is very stressful. You hardly still saw life. You hardly came into... Your life hardly really started, and youngsters are saying that we are tired of life. We are not tired of life, we have lost the direction of life. When you lose, a person loses his direction, then he can be traveling at a very fast speed, he can be having the best car. But the moment he realizes he's in the wrong direction, already he'll start getting worried, he'll start feeling uneasy. Like one person, he went into the train, that same train, a great, very great scholar, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayh, was traveling in that train. So while this person came, he sat next to Hazrat. Then they started having a discussion, like you jump in a train, a plane, you start talking to the person next to you. Then Hazrat asked him that, where are you going? He said, I'm going to a certain place. Hazrat said, this train is going in the opposite direction. Now, Hazrat carried on talking to him because the train was moving on. Then after a few minutes, he said, Hazrat, you still got time to talk to me, but you don't know how worried am I. Because now you told me I'm in the wrong direction. And I'm totally worried that I'm supposed to be going in the opposite direction. My family, all my friends are in that direction and I jumped into the wrong train. So then Hazrat explained to him very, very easy and beautifully. And this is the benefit of having company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. The right friends will take you into the right direction. The wrong friends will take you in the wrong direction. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Al-Maru ala deeni khalili, falyanzur ahadukum may yukhalil. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every person will be on the deen of his friend. What does it mean on a deen? Deen means a way of life. That means what which type of people you mix, what which friends you will mix, that is the type of lifestyle you'll have. And you'll see you'll be going in that direction. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us and told us very, very important that see what type of friends you have. See that they have good friends so that you have the right outlook of life. So anyway, this person was very worried that Hazrat told him you're in the wrong direction. So then Hazrat told him, don't worry, that when the train stops at the next platform, then get off from the train, go on to the other platform and go in the right direction. Sit in the right train, you'll be in the right direction. And the moment you come into the right train, even if you went another 100 km past, more, far, further away from your destination, you'll start feeling at ease because now you're in the right direction. So exactly the same. We have forgotten the direction of our way to Jannat. We all have to go to our original home. And our real home is Jannat. And that is where we have to reach. Our forefather, our great-grandfather, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, has come in this world from Jannat. And we all have to go back to Jannat. But today we are not even worried and concerned about that way, that which is our road to Jannat. And because we have lost our value, we have lost our direction. So we don't know where we are going to. And then we are saying we are getting tired of life. Allah Ta'ala did not send us in this world to put us through difficult times. Allah did not send us in this world that we become tired of life. Allah Ta'ala has sent us here for a very, very great purpose. And that is to recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat. When you recognize Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and the only way to get recognition of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has taught us in the kalima itself, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Without Muhammadur Rasulullah, you won't able to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You won't able to find your road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah in order to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, that living in this modern world and this world that is moving at such a fast pace, as far as scientific research is concerned, technology is concerned, we are overtaken by all these things. These things are nothing to be overtaken with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has told us, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَنُرِيهِمْ, we will show them, آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ, our clear signs in the heaven and the earth. The same human being who we created, we will give him the ability with his small brain. Now he will be manufacturing big, big aeroplanes. This human being will be manufacturing all different types of technology, all different types of microchips. But who has manufactured the human being itself? Who has made this brain of ours? That we forget. So whatever is being manufactured in the world is actually the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We manufacture these things and we think we have become very intelligent. We have forgotten who has made this brain of ours. This brain of ours, according to medical science, it doesn't even weigh more than 1.5 kilograms in weight. It's less than 1.5 kilograms, but it has got more than 12 million cells in one brain. And now we are overtaken, what kind of technology has come out. And every day technology is going at a very, very fast speed. But Allahu Akbar, more faster than that our brains are working. When a person drives, Allahu Akbar, your brain is making calculations every split moment. What calculations your brain is making, you can't imagine. And we don't even know this. While you are driving, if all of a sudden the signal changes into orange, then it changes into red, before the time you thought you'll make the signal, you'll pass the signal. But when you realize you couldn't make it immediately, your brain now is passing the message into your legs that now you have to press the pedal, the brake pedal at such a, so hard and so much you have to, and then it sends a message to your eyes, it sends a message to your hands that you have to swerve in this way. All this in a split moment, all this calculation is taking place. And who has given us the ability to do all this calculation? Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala says, Sanurihim ayatina. We will show them the clear signs in the heavens and the earth. You don't have to be overtaken and you don't have to be astonished at what technology, what is happening in the world. This is all the clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. You don't have to go far to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. You don't have time to look at yourself. Just think of your own body. How your heart is pumping every moment. Every split moment, the amount of blood the heart is pumping. And how much the blood is running in our bodies all the time. We don't even know how our digestive system is working, how the digestive system is working all the time, how your mental system is working all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great kudrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا فَوْفِي سَنُرِيمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Until it is very, very clear to you that the whole universe is run by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole control and everything that is happening in the universe is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's power is absolutely true. But when we don't realize who we are, we forget our direction, then our whole outlook also changes. And Allahu Akbar. How do we forget our direction? Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayh, a very, very great scholar. He was a great lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that Allah ta'ala inspired in his heart 28,500 poems in the love of Allah ta'ala. And he wrote a kitab which is called the Masnavi Sharif. Masnavi is a very, very great kitab which explains the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today even the Western world, they regard Mawlana Rum as a very great scholar, a great philosopher. But they don't know that the kitab he wrote was in the love of Allah. Not in the love of any ordinary mortal, any human being. Today we don't know what is true love. We love one another. This is artificial love. It's not even love. It is infatuation. This illicit love affairs, particularly haram associations with girlfriends, etc. This is not love. This is just foolery. You're just fooling your passions and desires. As long as you fulfill your desires, you feel happy. But there is no true love. There's no true loyalty to one another. Your beloved, if she says, I can't meet you, or you tell her, I can't meet her. And then there's a big argument. There's a big fight. So this is not love. Love is that which is totally free. And that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you make love for anybody, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that a sign of true iman is you love somebody for the pleasure of Allah. You hate somebody also for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is true love. But today we don't know what is love. We just see a girl walking in the street and shaitan may fools us and make us feel that, hey, that's a very nice, beautiful girl walking. Let me go and talk to her. Let me go and look at her. Whereas Allah ta'ala has said, don't even go near her. Because you will cause great harm to yourself. You love in total, you'll start getting worried. You'll start falling into depression, etc. But shaitan fools us and says this girl is very beautiful. So, and what is our type of love, which is just artificial? It's not true love. And what is that? This young boy, he was walking in the street and he saw a girl walking. So he thought, hey, there's a nice opportunity. Let me go walk behind this girl and let me try and make contact with her. So in order to draw her attraction, he started saying lot of stories that I didn't see a more beautiful girl like you. Oh, you are so beautiful and you like this and you like this. Miss World, I never see anybody like you. This girl, when she looked at the back, she saw there's a dangerous wolf behind me. He wants to take away my honor, my dignity. He wants to loot my izzat. So she started walking faster and faster. And she realized that her house was not very far. When she came near the door of her house, then she told him, you say I'm very smart, I'm very beautiful. You know what? My sister is behind me. She's coming. She's behind you. She is much more beautiful than me. So this boy, he wasn't interested in her really. Just outwardly that beauty was just attracting him. So immediately he turned behind to see where's the sister. She is more beautiful. When he turned behind to look where's the sister, then she took out a high heel shoe and gave him one shot on his head. And he said, "You're a liar. Just now you said I was the most beautiful. Now why are you looking at somebody else?" So this love of this world is all just foolery. Shaitan just makes us a fool. The real love is the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is why our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh, that is my Sheikh, my spiritual guide, he is guide. He used to say so beautifully, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, "Na design ku deko, designer ku deko." Don't look at all the designs of this young girls that are walking in the street. Look at the designer, look at the maker. When Allah Ta'ala made one woman that looks outwardly so beautiful, then Allah can make a million more beautiful women. So when Allah has made one beauty, how beautiful is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala Himself? So Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says that don't look at the outward beauty of the things of this world. If the sun or the moon on the 14th full night, it's so beautiful, it's shining so bright. If the moon is so beautiful, then the creator of the moon, Allah Ta'ala, how beautiful is Allah? When you make contact with Allah, Allah will bring beauty in your life. Allah's beauty will come in your heart. Then you won't look at the wrong things of this world. You'll able to see the beauty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. But when you don't have contact with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you have all the wrong contact, then what happens? You forget your identity. You forget who you are. You start going in the wrong direction. So Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali has given a beautiful example, and today this example is so apt, it fits on all of us, myself, all of us, we should see, this is our example today. He says there was a shepherd that was going to graze his animals in the open field. He had lot of animals, so he was taking his animals to graze them in the open field. He had sheep and goats, he was grazing. So while going on the road, he saw a small lion cub laying on the side of the road. Small baby lion. The mother, the father wasn't there. So he thought, "Oh, here's a good opportunity. Let me take this lion cub and I'll grow it up with my sheep and goats." So it was a baby lion. So he picked up the lion and he took the lion with and he started letting the lion grow up with the sheep and goats. The lion started growing up with the sheep and goats. What happened? That lion forgot its diet. It forgot its language. It forgot its identity. The lion thought, "Now it's also a sheep and a goat," because it started growing up with the sheep and goats. So instead of a lion, what is the food of the lion? The lion's food is meat, gosh. Gosh ka wawara. Musalman bhi gosh kaate hain. So this is the food of the lion. But all that sheep and goats, he didn't realize that this is my bajja and samosa here. This is my pies. He grew up with them, so he thought this is his brothers. And he started eating grass like the sheep and goat. And then he started, his language also changed. He started bleating like the sheep and goats. Meh, meh. That his language became that. He forgot he used to roar. And one roar, the whole jungle shakes. All those animals, they run away when they hear the roar of the lion. But because he grew up with the sheep and goats, he forgot who he was. And he started living with them. And the lion started growing up. And he was a male lion. And the male lion has got a beard also. So he grew up, his beard also came out, but he didn't realize that he is a lion. He is the king of the jungle. He started living with all these weak, meek animals. So one day, a lion of the jungle came past that road. And when the lion of the jungle came past, he looked in the field, he saw this lion is there. He called out, he says, "Oh my brother, what's wrong with you?" He says, so this lion answered, he said, "Who are you talking to?" He said, "I'm talking to you, you my brother." He said, "I'm not your brother." He said, "Oh, you are very sick. You need ICU treatment. You don't even know whose brother you are." He says, "No, I'm not your brother. These are my brothers and sisters. I grew up with them. I grew up with the sheep. I grew up with these. These are my brothers and sisters." He says, No. "You are very sick. You need ICU treatment. Come here." Come. He called him out. He said, "Let me take you for some ICU treatment." So that lion came out from there and he took him down the road. He said, "We're going down the road. There's a pond of water. You must look in that water and see. You look like those people that you're living with, those sheep and goats, or you look like me." So he went down the road. They came to a pond of water. They looked inside. You can see your image in the water. You can see yourself. So when he looked, he saw, he looked like this lion. He also had a beard. This lion from the jungle also had a beard. So he told him that you, my brother, you not, that is not your brothers and sisters. Those are all your enemies. What you loving with them? That, those people, you can finish them up in few minutes. He told him, now take out your actual language, that roar of the lion. So this lion of the jungle, he roared. And he told him, you also can roar like this. Now when he roared and he realized who he is, now Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, when he realized his identity, you think he's going to go back and leave that sheep and goat like that? He'll go back for breakfast, he'll have 10 sheep. By the time lunch and supper comes, there'll be nothing left. So exactly the same, respected elders and friends. We're living in this modern, westernized world. We are living with people that have got no iman, so we have forgotten who we are. We are the lions of Allah. The title Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to his uncle Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Asadullah, the lion of Allah. We are the children of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We are not the children of people who don't have iman. So we have forgotten who we are. Today we our see our dressing. Our dressing has changed. So much so that they have made us so blindfolded. Shaitan has blindfolded us so much that today we enjoy fashionable dressing. We enjoy to wear slippers that has got pictures. Allah, we don't even know what labels they put on our garments. And we think it's fine. We have this Nike labels on the garment. The Nike is the sign of a Greek goddess. Nobody would like to wear a cross and come and stand in the masjid. Because we know that cross has got a sign of their god. So exactly the same. This Nike is the Greek goddess. But we are standing right with Nike in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what? We have forgotten who we are. Our labels also. We come into the masjid with all different. We have become the billboards of these people. That our, we got big labels and we think we look very nice. We are showing all, we are advertising for them. And they don't even pay us to advertise. So we have forgotten our dressing also. We forgot our language. Today our language has, our actual language, what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that success lies in the obedience of Allah and following the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today we think success, if I don't have a university degree, if I don't have a nice job, then I won't be successful. No, Allah Ta'ala is the one that will give us our rosy. We have forgotten our language also. So we're talking that type of language. And today every second person we are studying in college. What you studying? Business. What business you doing? Our Shaykh Azman Abdul Hamid Sahab Daum Barakatum says, today you ask any person when you come in to visit, or why I don't see you in the masjid, you say, Maulana, too busy, too busy. Hazrat says, what are you busy doing? You are so busy in everything, you don't know what you are doing also. You're busy losing your life, you're losing yourself. So we don't even know, our language also have changed. Our diet also we have changed. A Muslim, Allahu Akbar. Muslim supposed to be eating halal food all the time. But not only halal, a Muslim supposed to be eating healthy food. Allah Ta'ala tells the Anbiya, the great messengers of Allah. And the same message Allah gives to all the believers. Ya ayyuha ar-rusul kulu min at-tayyibat wa amalu salihan. That, oh Anbiya, kulu min at-tayyibat. That halal under all conditions. We have to be very careful. But shaitan is too clever. Shaitan knows that the moment a person eats haram, then he can make as much ibadat he wants. He can make as much as namaz. He can make dua he wants. That dua will never get accepted. There was a king, Hajjaj bin Yusuf. Hajjaj bin Yusuf was a very, very tyrant ruler. He was a very merciless ruler and he killed many, many great people. So much so, a great sahabi like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Even him he killed. But Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, when he became the ruler, the first thing he did, he invited all the great scholars of the time, all the very, very pious people. He invited them for a function, a dawat. And today we all like big dawats. We just want to attend. Whether that dawat is halal or haram, we're not worried. Even it can be our own relations, relatives. Today having mixed gatherings, men and women in the same hall, that gathering is not permissible. But we enjoy it, that if we don't go to the dawat, I'll get left out. We won't get left out. Today we are too worried what the people will say. We're not worried what Allah Ta'ala will say. One great Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Siddiq Sahib Bandwi Rahmatullah Alayh, very great pious personality. He says, sadly today we see the condition of our people, especially when it's time for wedding, but particularly India, Pakistan, when it becomes wedding time, then they lose their senses. They take such a big loan just to have a big customary wedding. Everybody must see there's a big function. So they say wedding time, they want to make everybody happy. Even the bangi, the person who's cleaning the dirt in the gutters, the night soil, who takes out the mess of the people, they give him also money, that he must also be happy. He say, Hazrat says that sadly, we make everybody happy, but if we make somebody unhappy, is Allah and His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We not worried, we break the laws of Allah for one nikah which is sunnat. So many haram things come in that nikah. So where the barakat of that nikah will be? Today we hear sadly the condition of the ummah today. Allah Akbar, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, when a person gives talaq to his wife, unnecessary, giving talaq, the arsh of Allah Ta'ala shakes. Allah becomes angry, that what are you doing? In the name of my name, in the name of Allah, this girl, I made it halal for you. Now you don't appreciate this favor of Allah. And small arguments and you are giving talaq. So today, because the foundation is not correct, when your foundation is not strong, the building will shake very, very quickly. And very quickly your foundation, your building will shake. Today we hear talaq in the Muslim ummah has become very common. Whereas in the early days, if a talaq took place in any house, then that house was like a mayyad. They should feel sad that what has happened. How come this condition has come in the ummah? But today, my Shaykh says, because we want to follow the Western way of life, the Western style of life. And what is the Western style of life? You must first court. You must first know the girl. You must first have a girlfriend. And then you must have relationship with her. You must go out with her. You must come to know her. You can't come to know a person when you are not really loving together. When you're just going out with a person, then she wants to make you happy, you want to make her happy. And all your money also you'll spend on her just to make her happy. But when you come to reality, to senses, and you become a household, you get married. Now you have to live a life, you have to get children, you have to look after one another, then it's a whole different life. Our Shaykh says, when you're just going out with one another, haram way of life, 6 months, 1 year, now you say, let's get married. After you get married now, you say, now we have made nikah, now we must go for honeymoon. Another big holiday, like two, our Shaykh says, honeymoon, the reality is like two monkeys looking at the moon. And when they come down to earth, then they start fighting like cats and dogs. They forget that what they have to do now. Now they have to love like proper human beings, serve one another, be good to one another, but then they forget, now they start fighting. So Allah Ta'ala says that you can't buy the love of somebody. Allah has got control of the hearts of everybody. Allah will put love in the heart of that girl who you want to get married to. If you do it the right way, according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you don't have any girlfriends in your life, etc. Allah will give you peace and Allah will give you such a good girl to get married that she will have feeling for you, you will have feeling for her. But when we don't do it the right way, then we want to please everybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, respected elders and friends, what our saying is that when we lose our identity, we lose our reality, we don't know who we are. Like Maulana Rum rahmatullah alayhi said, we are like those lions, we are like that lion cub. We forgot our identity. We don't know who we are. Once we realize, come, let us go for some treatment. And where we have to go for the treatment? To the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who have got the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us sit in their company, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we'll realize who we are. Once you start realizing who you are, then Allahu Akbar, the whole world will follow us. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here, to recognize Allah and make others also recognize Allah. Allah ta'ala has sent us here and give us the best way of life, the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But today we don't realize this, that we think without a university degree, without a college degree, then how am I going to pass my life? I won't able to earn my money, etc. But we don't realize in university, in college, and in our schools also, what they are teaching us, those things that are detrimental to our iman. It's harmful to our iman. For example, a person cannot get his PhD degree without doing a thesis on the Darwin's theory of evolution. What is Darwin's theory of evolution? And these are taught in the schools also, in the Muslim schools also. And not only in this country, all the countries in the world also. Even in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. There was one person who came to South Africa from Makkah Sharif. His children were studying there in the, you know, in the Darul Uloom in Azadwal. So he came there to see his children. Then we have got one Haji Sahib in the Darul Uloom who takes the people around to visit, show them different places. So there in South Africa, there is one place that's called the Sterkfontein Caves. It's like a cave. You go in, you see all the old generation, how people used to live. And in there, at the Sterkfontein Caves, they got one plug there that they have found the bones of very old bones, which they call the missing link. The missing link between who? Between men and apes. So when the Haji Sahib explained to this person that, see these people, what type of foolishness, how they fooling us, that we were first monkeys and then we became human beings. So this person was surprised. He says, this they are teaching in a school in Makkah Sharif also. They are teaching in Medina Sharif also. So we don't realize, we think without the secular education and reality, what is this type of secular education? That they want to make our minds feel we are free. There mustn't be a God in our life. We must live our life as we please. And how they fool us, that they say, you can't do your PhD without Darwin's theory of evolution. And what is Darwin's theory of evolution? That men were apes first, then they became monkeys. They were monkeys first, then they became human beings. Allahu Akbar. And my Shaykh says so beautifully, a person who got a PhD, what is actually a PhD? PhD actually means, in Urdu, Gujarati, phera hua dimag. That your head becomes upside down. You can't think straight now. Now you're thinking all upside down. And you even accept this theory that we were first apes and then we became human beings. So somebody told Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hakimul Ummat, a very great pious scholar. They told him, Hazrat, why don't you write a thesis, refute this theory. This is very detrimental to our iman. Because Allah Ta'ala has said, خَلَقْتُكَ بِيَدَيْ, I have created you, O insan. Nobody has, you were not monkeys, you were not apes, I created you. And I created you in the best of forms. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, I made insan in the best of forms. Where are you having all the stupid beliefs and false beliefs? And this belief is detrimental to our iman. And we find many good Muslim teachers also teaching. When you ask them, why are you teaching this? They say, Maulana, what can we do? It's part of the syllabus. Allahu Akbar. They have made our syllabus also such that it must affect our iman. And we don't realize this. And we are studying these things. So anyway, they told Hazrat Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali, why don't you write a thesis to refute this theory? So he answered very beautiful, because he wrote many, many kitabs. Till today the world is astonished. Could one man have written over 1,000 kitabs, over 1,000 books on any subject you can think of? Hazrat has written so many kitabs. So they told him, why don't you write a kitab on this also? Many Muslims are losing their iman and they're believing in the Darwin's theory of evolution. So Hazrat told them, there's no need to write a book on this. Why should we write a book and waste our time? So they say, Hazrat, people are losing their iman. So he gave a beautiful answer. He says, every person is supposed to be proud about your lineage. That is, who's your forefather, who's your father, your grandfather. You should know from which tribe you come, from which country you come, etc. You should know about this. But not that you are somebody great. Today, for unfortunately, we think I come from this certain gam, or we are very high. We are a high society. Or I am an Arab. I am a very high caliber of a person. Or I am this. I am a Pathan, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. We made you different nations. We made you from different tribes. You should know this. But this should not bring pride in you. That I am better than that one. I am better than that one. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable in the eyes of Allah who's got the most love of Allah, the most taqwa in their heart, that is the most honorable. And that you'll only know when you go to the qabr. In this world, you can't think that I'm more pious than the next person. You don't know whether your amal are accepted or not. So these different, so Hazrat says that every person is entitled, he should be happy about his lineage. If somebody is a Sayyid, he's from the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he should be happy about it, that Allah has made me a Sayyid. So we are very happy that our forefather is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Those people that feel their forefathers are monkeys and apes, Mubarak to them. Let them be happy with that. So why should we worry of that? And our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has given a very beautiful answer also. And see, when you sit with the friends of Allah, how they'll open our minds. And when you sit with the wrong type of people, how they'll clog your mind. And your mind will become so clogged. Now you can't think the right way. Now you think your life, you'll get enjoyment in sports. You get enjoyment in the clubs. You get enjoyment in all those things. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that how stupid is this theory of theirs. That they were first apes, they were first monkeys, they became human beings. If that was the case, Hazrat says like in South Africa, there's a Kruger National Park. And in that Kruger National Park, lot of wild animals, lot of monkeys. Hazrat says, look in your Kruger National Park, there's so many monkeys and apes there. If one monkey became a human being, why till today another monkey didn't become a human being? Whereas you see in any person's house, if one son has become a Hafiz, then the father tells the other son, you also become Hafiz. And he also, you encourage him, he also becomes a Hafiz. He another pub. One son became a Maulana, another son also became a Maulana. So Hazrat says, if one monkey could become a human being, why is it till today another monkey didn't become a... So they put us in all this monkey business, and we also like monkeys. They are pulling the strings, and we jumping like monkeys. They make us get involved in sports. Now we passing our life with sports, and we forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they make us so big fools. You play some few matches, you play some soccer matches, you play some hockey, volleyball, they give you a big trophy and you feel happy, I've died, I've got an achievement. Allah Ta'ala says, I didn't send you for that. أَلَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعًا. Allah Ta'ala says, so many people today, they're wasting their life, their effort in the things, in the useless activities of this world. They're going astray in all these wrong things. And then they think, oh, we are doing something very great. Look at my trophy. You come home with a trophy, you're showing everybody. And you become so overtaken, even your father gets over. Oh, see, my son has got a big trophy. What is that trophy going to help you in the qabr? Can that trophy help you in the grave? Can that trophy help you on the day of Qiyamah? It can't help you at all. What will help you is the beautiful life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What will help you is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we have to be working towards. Not another theory which they teach in the school. They call it the Big Bang theory. That they say this whole world came into existence with one Big Bang. That they don't say Allah has created it. Allah says we created the whole world. Inna khalaqna samawati wal ard. We have created the heavens and the earth. Nobody else besides Allah created the heavens and earth. But they say the whole world came into existence with one big bang theory. There was just one big bang and the whole world came about. So our Shaykh explained so beautifully. He says, how foolish is this theory that if I got a glass in my hand and if I drop it on the ground, it will have a small bang. But with that small bang, that glass will come right or it will break. So one small glass will break with one small bang. If there's a big bang, how can all the buildings, everything just come into proper existence? No, it will all be finished. Like Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, today we hear about lot of earthquakes in the world. We hear of lot of tornadoes. And that earthquakes, Allah just commands the earth. Just move, you just shake for a slight, for a few seconds, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, the earth just shakes and we see the buildings collapse. People are falling into the ground. So Allah Ta'ala says these are still small signs of Allah. When Allah wants the whole world to come to an end, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, Allah will shake the whole earth, then you'll see everything collapse. Then you'll see how everything will come to an end. And then what is in the earth? Today we're fighting. We want, if somebody tell you, I give you a brick of gold, your mouth is watering. You want that gold. And like my Shaykh says so beautifully, that today we say we don't worship idols, we worship Allah. But our Shaykh says that look into our heart, whether we really worshipping Allah or we worshipping all the idols of this world. Outwardly we don't worship idols, we don't have idols in our masjid, etc. We say we worship Allah, but in the heart, what is there? Is Allah in the heart or if something else is in the heart? And very, very important, what is in your heart? The day when Malakul Maut, when you have to die, that will come out from your heart. That will come on your tongue. Today you got a parrot in the house and you teach the parrot Assalamu Alaikum, or you make zikr in the house, the parrot also starts making zikr. So one person, he came to visit somebody, that person told him, see my parrot, he makes zikr of Allah. This parrot of mine is so good. He takes Allah's name, he makes salam. He says, very good, but when will the test come that whether that sound of Allah's name is just on the parrot's tongue or it's in his heart? He says, when the parrot comes out of that cage and the cat have to catch that parrot or a dog have to catch that parrot and now his life is at stake, now see what sound will come out. Allah's name won't come out on that parrot. Now he'll make te, te, te. So exactly the same. What sound comes out from our heart when Malakul Maut will come to us? Now, like we hear, many youngsters have passed away in their young age because they had friends that liked to have listen to music and used to go to dance parties and used to go. One such person, that's a few young boys, they were going to a party. And on the way, the car met up into an accident. They had a very big crash and the car started burning. The driver of the car, the other, there were four boys, three boys managed to escape. The driver of the car, he was burning halfway, they couldn't take him to the hospital, and now they saw he's passing away. And while they were driving, what was on in the car? No beautiful qiraat, no beautiful nazams, big, heavy music, Hollywood and Bollywood music, and they were thinking they're enjoying themselves. And now when Malakul Maut came, and now his ruh was about to go out, now his friends were all worried, and now they're reading kalima for him. They're reading la ilaha illallah. As they're reading la ilaha illallah, he's getting uneasy. And he's saying, on the music, on the music. And they're reading kalima for him. And he is going, as they read kalima, he gets more uneasy. He's going into pain. And he's saying, on the music. And finally, respected honorable young friends, till they didn't on the music, his soul didn't come out. So how we will love, that's what will happen to us. So if their tongue, if they're on just on our tongue, we got Allah, Allah, and we don't have it in our heart, then we will like all the artificial things of this world. And we'll be like that parrot. We mustn't be like a parrot. Allah Ta'ala has to come in our heart. So like I was saying, my Shaykh says, a beautiful example for all of us to check our hearts, that whether we worshipping Allah or we worshipping the idols of this world. Our Shaykh says, if tomorrow the mutawallis of this masjid have to say that we're going to put a gold idol here in front of the imam, pure gold, expensive gold idol in front of the imam, then the imam will start, everybody will lift up our sleeves. We say, no, we Muslims, we don't worship idols. How can we have gold idol in a masjid? So Hazrat says, no problem. The same mutawallis say, okay, we'll take out the idol from the masjid, but now we'll melt that idol and make it into gold coins. How many thousand gold coins they'll make? And then they'll make an announcement, Jummah time, that from tomorrow, whoever comes first for Fajr Namaz, you'll get 30 gold coins. Now see if they'll be placed in the masjid. Will they be? From the night, you'll be standing at the door, that I must get my 30 gold coins. So we're coming for the masjid to worship Allah for that gold coins. So we're just turning our, so we have to check in our hearts, that who we are, who we have got association with. Do I love my sports? Do I love my, all the fun of this world? All the artificial life of this world, and I forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are wasting ourselves, we are wasting our life. So first of all, time is almost up. We have to realize who we are. We are the ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And we have to come onto the right way. The best fashion you can ever get is the fashion of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can't get a better lifestyle than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Each one of us, we following a certain type of star, a certain type of football player or cricket player or a certain film star in your mind, in your heart. Why? I want to be a star. But these people are not stars. Those people who forget about Allah, they are not stars. They are rotten people. And who are the stars? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ashabi kan nujum, فَبِأَيِّ مُقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِحْتَدَيْتُمْ. That my companions, my sahaba, once upon a time when they didn't follow me, they didn't have Islam in their life, they were lost. They didn't know what was reality of life. But when they started following me, they started sitting in my company, the love of Allah that's in my heart went into their heart. Now they became stars. Whoever you follow, you'll also become a star. And if you read the life of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, this is what you should be reading. Forget all the comic strips that you are reading. Forget all the novels. Forget going on the internet and wasting your time on this website and that website. Learn to read the stories of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. One young boy in UK, he was in the school there, in a small grade, maybe grade 5 or 6. So the teacher in that class was a female teacher, a madam. She was doing a survey and seeing what is the mind of the children from now. So she started asking the children that when you become big, what you want to become? So she started asking all the children, what you want to become? Somebody, according to how their big brothers and sisters are in the house, that's how they think also, or the type of friends, or whatever movies you are seeing, that's what you think. So you think, I also want to become like that, I'll also be a great person. So one person said, I want to be a pilot. One person said, I want to be an engineer. One person said, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a lawyer. This one boy, he was very quiet, Muslim boy, quiet in the class. So the teacher asked him, oh my boy, why you not talking? What you want to become? So he kept quiet, he felt shy, he didn't say anything. So the madam insisted, no, you must tell me what you want to become. So he said, I want to become a Sahabi. So she was shocked, first time she heard this profession. And this is our real profession. Allah didn't send us in this world to become businessmen. That is secondary. We are first Muslims. We are first the servants of Allah. We have to become the servants of Allah and show the world how to be the servants of Allah. After that, to do business is no problem. But do it how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. Do it how Islam has taught us. Like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they sat in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then wherever they went in the world, three Sahabi went to China to do business. And it's not haram to go to the world and do business, but provided you do it properly. And our deen is so complete. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, At-tajiru as-suduqul amin ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada was-salihin. If you are businessman, but you are honest businessman, you are truthful businessman, you do business how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught you, you will wake up on the day of Qiyamah with the Anbiya, with the very great pious servants. You will be in the company of the pious servants. So these Sahabi went to, three Sahaba went to China to do business, and they started doing honest business, very truthful, honest. And the businessmen there were all for liars. They used to cheat the people. So their business started dropping. And these Sahaba, although they used to sell very cheap, but they were honest. People started buying from them. The other businessmen, they complained to the government that these people came, they spoiled our business. So the government investigated. They called these three Sahaba. They said, what you all came? He said, no, we just came to earn a living here. We don't do it. So they asked them, how are you doing business? When they realized, they said, no, your way, the way you do business, this is the right way. And because they went to just to do business, on their business, people accepted Islam. And people became Muslims, that this is the true businessman. This is how we have to live. So this young boy, he told this madam of his that I want to be a Sahabi. So she was surprised. I never heard this profession in my life. So she made it a point. After school, she went with him home to ask his mother that this boy, he said some strange profession, first time I heard it. So she asked his mother, what is a Sahabi? And how does he know he want to become a Sahabi? So his mother said and explained to her that every night I read for him one story of one Sahabi, one companion of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the love of that he realized these are great people. The people of the world are not great people. The real great people are the Sahaba and those that follow in the footsteps of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. In today's time, the ulama-i rabbaniyin, those learned scholars that are following in the footsteps of Sahaba, who got the love of Allah ta'ala in their heart, if we follow in their footsteps, we'll also reach the place where Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala reached. So the mother explained to this madam that Sahaba were the close companions of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best personality, who had the best character, the greatest person, they followed him, they also became great. They became shining stars. Wherever they went in the world and people followed them, people also became shining stars. So when this madam, the teacher heard this, the teacher said, I also want to become like a Sahabi. And she also accepted Islam and she also started becoming a true Muslim. So this is what we have to learn. That today, the modern Western world, as much as they're showing the outward picture, but so many people that are living in this Western world, realizing that the world can't offer us anything. There's no enjoyment in the world. You have all the fun, etc. Then you fall into depression, you fall into stress, and now you want to take your life. And our Dada Sheikh says, if you take your life in this world, and you think my worries will get come to an end, when you go into the qabr and you see there's more worries, then where are you going to run? Then you can't take your life. So a Muslim, a true believer, who has got the love of Allah, will never take his life. He knows Allah is in control of my life all the time. Allah Ta'ala will take care of me. So when we get this connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in this world already, we'll have peace, we'll have comfort, we'll have a proper enjoyable life. And what is this part? The part of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The part of the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Time is up already. What I thought I'll speak about. Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart whatever we want. We always make dua, Ya Allah, what is good for myself and everybody in the gathering and the whole ummah, put that in our heart to talk. So before namaz, I was thinking what we'll talk. Then mashallah, Imam Sahib read the Suratul Asr. That strike my heart that let us talk on this surat. This is a very, very important subject, but there's no time for that. But very briefly, I'll just give a brief translation and we'll end off. That Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi was a very, very great scholar. Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi, he was 18 years, but he was the mufti of the time. Today we are 18 years and we are still having fun in sports. We still don't know who we are. 18 years we are missing our salah. The Allah Ta'ala didn't send us for that. Oh Allah, one story comes to mind. Let me just explain it and mention it. Will be beneficial for me and all of us. There was a great pious person, Malik ibn Dinar Rahmatullahi. Malik ibn Dinar was a very pious man. He was going on a journey with his friends. And as they were traveling, now it was time for salah. They stopped at one place, time for namaz. Now they wanted to make wuzu. At that time, there were no taps, etc. There were wells. They had to take out water from the bucket from the well, and then they had to make wuzu. So they stopped by one place, they stopped by the well. They saw, oh, there's no bucket. There's no string. How are we going to take out water? Now they were very worried. The time of namaz is going. And these are the pious servants. They worried of their time. Every minute, we can't lose every minute. Every minute is valuable. And this is what Allah is telling us in the surah. But we are just passing our minutes in the wrong places, in the wrong things, on the internet, in the movies, and we're passing our life like this. So anyway, Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullahi was standing there. He was making dua in his heart. There were a few children playing that side. There was one young girl sitting one side, and she looked at Malik ibn Dinar, and she made out, this old man looks very worried. So she came to the old man, she said, Uncle, what's wrong? Why are you feeling so worried? So he said, yes, we want to make wuzu, it's time for namaz. And there's no bucket, there's no rope to take out the water. How are we going to make wuzu? So she said, don't worry. So he said, why you mean don't worry? So she spat in the well. She spat in the well. When she spat in the well, the water came out like a fountain. The water gushed up and then they managed to make wuzu with that water. So she carried on sitting one side. They made their namaz. After that, Malik ibn Dinar saw the other children were playing one side. She was sitting one side. So he was shocked, this girl. First of all, what a karamat she's got. That the pious people, they do something. This is a sign of piety. So he asked this girl, that why you not playing with the other children? That you sitting one side so quiet, these children are playing. So she said, that did Allah send us in the world to play? He said, you are a small child. While you are a child, you can play, no problem. Are you still not matured? She said, no. She says, why you don't want to play? She said, I'm scared. When I see my mother making fire, then I see when she starts the fire, she first puts small pieces of firewood. She breaks up a small wood, she puts the small pieces. So she starts the fire with the small pieces. And then when the fire starts coming up, she puts big pieces and she puts coal, etc. So she says, I'm also scared. If I'm just going to pass my life in playing and I forget about Allah, when Allah starts the fire of Jahannam, Allah mustn't start with small people like me. So that was, then he asked her, that how come you just spat in the well and the water came up like that? She said, my mother don't let me sleep every night till I don't read 1,000 times durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And very easy to read durood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That let me and see, me and you see today. Today was the day of Jummah. Jummah is a special day to read durood. How many of us read durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And we all say we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we don't even read durood. Forget on the day of Jummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Bakhilu, a very stingy man, a man who's a great miser, is that man or that person, he hears my name that we say Nabi Muhammad, but he doesn't have the opportunity to read durood, he can't even move his lips and say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the most stingy man. And to understand what is stingy, my Shaykh gives a beautiful example, and so beautifully he explains that what is a stingy person. He says in Urdu there's a proverb where you say makki chus. Makki chus means a very stingy person. You say these proverbs didn't just come up like that. Some incident took place, then the proverb came up. And what was the incident? One person was sitting and eating his curry, his gravy. And while eating, a fly came and sat in his gravy. And the fly sat for 1-2 minutes and it was flying out. As the fly was flying, he caught the fly. And he sucked the fly. He said, no, you can fly away, but I want my gravy. You can't run away with my gravy. So how much of gravy has that fly got? Not even one drop. But so stingy that person is. And another stingy person, to understand how stingy is another person, Hazrat explained, there was an old man living with his wife in a small hut, small house, no lights. He has to have a small lantern, paraffin lantern. And at night they used to on the small lantern. And when this old man used to go for Isha namaz, then his wife used to be reading namaz on the musalla, so he used to off the lantern. He said, this old woman doesn't need light. She's going to read namaz. Why must she waste the light? Why must she waste the lamp and the wig, the paraffin and the wig? So one day, he got a little late. When he went out of the house, halfway down the road, he forgot, oh, I didn't off the lantern. So he came back. When he came back home, he knocked at the door, and he told his wife, that don't open the door, but I just came to tell you to off the lantern. You say, oh, old man, I'm living with you already 40, 50 years. I'm used to you already. The moment you left the house, I on the off the lantern. You don't have to worry. But she asked him that you so worried that that lamp, that wig is going to burn little more. Or I'm going to waste little paraffin. What about you? You walk halfway down the road, another halfway extra back home. What about the soles of your shoes? He says, no, that I thought where I... From where I turned back, I took out my shoes, I put it under my armpit. And when I reach that place again, I'll wear my shoes. So such a stingy man. And then she asked him that why you told me don't open the door. So he said, if you open the door one more time, the hinges will get loose. So my Shaykh says, wallah, more stingy than that person. When you hear the name of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you don't say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the most stingiest person. So we should realize that today the day of Jummah, look at that young child, young girl, just reading durood every day. Allah made her saliva, Allah Ta'ala made it so valuable. So if we read durood upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day, then see our lives, we'll start loving our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll start dressing like our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll start loving our lives like Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And very quickly Allah Ta'ala, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, if this one surah only, suratul asr, only this one surah had to be revealed, it was sufficient for the guidance of mankind. But Allah didn't only reveal one surah, Allah revealed 114 surahs for our guidance. But still we're not coming on the right path. Why? We have disconnected ourselves from Quran Sharif. We disconnected ourselves from the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this short surah, Allah is taking a qasam, a oath on time. Wal asr means by the oath of time. In other words, your life is made out of seconds. And every second, a poet says, that hayatuka anfasun, that your life is just a few breaths. Kullama madad nafasun madad juz'a, that every breath of yours that pass, one portion of your life is gone already. So don't think I'm still a young boy. I must still have fun. What the Maulvi Sahab is talking about, Akhirat, I must still have fun in sports. I must still do bungee jumping. I must still do all these adventures. No, Allah Ta'ala says your life is that few minutes. You don't know. Some people came with 100 minutes. Some people came with 1,000 minutes. Some people came, whatever minutes you got, that is your life. And this is your capital. Now to make it valuable, Allah Ta'ala reminds us, if you don't take care of your time, every moment, time itself, what a great, it's a creation of Allah, that's something else, to recognize Allah just by time. If there wasn't time, how should we know that tonight is a bayan at this time, etc. So one is time and one is the measurement of time. These are all the great creations of Allah. So how great is Allah? Allah is khallaqun azim, a very great creator. And Allah tells us, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. And Allah has taken an oath. Allah doesn't need to take an oath. But according to our temperament, that every small thing we want to impress the next person, because we tell so much lies, our friend don't believe us, so I say, I take an oath in Allah. I take qasam. But our qasams also have become false today. How sad it is. But Allah takes a qasam, Allah is true. But to make us realize, what I'm going to tell you is very, very important. And after that, Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. The whole of mankind will be in a total loss. Why? If they don't value their time. If you come in the world and just pass your time and forget who you are and you forget your identity and you just pass your time in sports, in enjoyment, in entertainment, when Malakul Maut comes to you, you'll realize, I wasted my time. Then you'll say, Allah, give me one more minute, I'll go back, I'll become a good person. I'll do good deeds. Allah will say, never ever. So how to make your time valuable? Allah Ta'ala says, four things you have to do. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. First bring iman. Recognize who brought me in the world, Allah Ta'ala. So we have to get the recognition of Allah. Now there's a whole long subject, I'm not going into detail as I explained. That iman, you have to have the proper quality and the quantity of iman. Then after you got iman, to look after this iman, وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. You have to do good deeds. If you do good deeds, you are punctual with your 5-time namaz, you stay in good company, you learn to make the zikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran, this will build your iman, it will make it stronger all the time. And all the attractions of this world won't attract you. You will realize all this you have to leave behind. The real enjoyment Allah has kept in Jannat. In Jannat, whatever enjoyment you want, you'll get. The best music, the best entertainment, the best clubs, all you'll get in Jannat. So don't waste your time in the haram entertainment of this world. And Allah says, once you brought iman, you start doing good deeds. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. Now encourage others, tell your friends also, tell the other people also to come onto this path of the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to come on the path of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And when you do this, people will tell you a lot of stories, that which world you living in. We living in a modern world. What you talking about namaz? You're not coming to the tournament. You're not coming to the club. At that time Allah says, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْر. Just make sabr. If you can explain him, explain him. If you can't explain him, then don't explain to him. My Shaykh says very quickly, I'll end off with this, that if a person hasn't got the love of Allah, he's not matured in the love of Allah, then he doesn't know the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah. He thinks there's enjoyment in music, there's enjoyment in clubs. So my Shaykh says, such a person, if he's not yet matured, then he won't understand what is the enjoyment of getting married. He says, like a boy, he's 19, 20 years, he's matured now, he wants to get married. And he's telling his father every day, hey, I want to get married. His father is telling him, wait, you're still not even in your right senses. Get yourself in order, start working, etc. But he is making all the time in the house, he's talking about marriage. So his young brother, who's only 8-10 years, he's still small boy, he's playing top. He's still wiping his nose with his hands. No tissue, nothing. He's enjoying marbles, he's enjoying top. But Hazrat says, he's telling his big brother, what you talking about getting married? What you troubling your father? Hazrat says he doesn't know the enjoyment of getting married. But when he becomes matured, now he won't play top anymore. Now he won't play outside. Now he's worried of his hairstyle. So when we get matured in the love of Allah, we won't waste our time with wrong friends. We won't waste our time in the clubs. We'll have proper good company. And once you got good company in this world, Allah Ta'ala says in the year after also, whoever you imitated in this world, you'll get up with the good people in the year after. If you imitated the wrong people, in this world also you'll have stress and problems, and you'll get up with the wrong people on the day of Qiyamah. So we should realize how valuable we are, how fortunate we are. Allah has made us the best of all creation. Let us appreciate this favor, and let us make an effort to bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us come onto the deen of Allah. Let us spend our time learning the deen of Allah and bring this into our lives. We'd all try, inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq and understanding. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa laqibatul muttaqeen wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen Sayyidina wa habibina wa shafina mulana Muhammad wa ala alisab ajma'in Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam takfilana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Oh most gracious, most beloved Allah, oh Allah, you have created us the best of all creation. We haven't appreciated this favor of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the eyes of our hearts and give us proper understanding, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us your recognition, Ya Allah. Grant us your greatness. Grant us your true love, Ya Allah. And let us become your true obedient servants, Ya Allah. And grant us the marifah, the recognition of your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let it enter our hearts, Ya Allah. And let us love the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let us start hating the lifestyle of the enemies of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, the ummah is going through difficult times throughout the world because we have forgotten who we are, Ya Allah. Make us realize that we are the followers of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let us bring that in our lives and teach that to others also, Ya Allah. And give us a peaceful, happy life in this world, in the qabr and the year after, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one day we have to leave this world, Ya Allah. Let us lead such a life that you are happy with us. And when we leave the world, we leave with kalima shahadat, with izzat, afiyat and rahat. And you gather us tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah in the company of all the pious under the flag of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and enter us into Jannat forever and ever without any reckoning in the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna sayyidina Muhammadan sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa alu subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.